on the Davidson Sports Network. The Bob McKillop Show is on the air, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show is brought to you by Barings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. Now, alongside the head coach of the Wildcats, Bob McKillop, here's the voice of Davidson basketball, Jared Letch.
Welcome to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, coming off a busy week of three Atlantic 10 games where the Cats went 2-1 with a pair of home wins to go along with the setback in Rhode Island. With head coach Bob McKillop, I'm Jared Letch here inside Belk Arena. And coach, let's start with the first game of this most recent three-game stretch. It was against St. Joseph's last Wednesday, a 73-67 overtime win at home. And that game was highlighted by the fact that the Cats won despite shooting just 2 of 23 from the arc.
Incredible number when you could shoot that poorly and still come out with a victory, and that just showed the resolve, the resiliency that our guys have.
And on the St. Joe's side, a long misses led to a lot of run-out opportunities for them. But the second-half defense, I want to look at that, led in part by Nelson Bochy-Edom, really allowed the Wildcats to battle back.
We clearly made a statement by the way we defended in the second half, and I think that was the catalyst for getting the game a little bit closer as the second half progressed, and then, of course, getting it to overtime and then winning in overtime.
And Grant Huffman, one of those guys that had an impactful presence off the bench, not only in this game, but throughout the last week of action.
You know, coming back from that injury, he's been such a spark for us, such an addition for us, giving us that extra ball handler, especially when we got such lethal shooters. And without doubt, Grant is the best defensive guard we have. He really plays so very, very hard, and he has such great toughness and resiliency. As a he'll miss a shot, but then he'll get down the court and defend and try to get the ball back for us, and has great instincts, and you know, he's just such a valuable part of our program.
And Sam Menenga, we touched on him last night, but during this game had a couple of strong moves, critical baskets late in regulation to send the game into overtime. He's a guy that I've seen maybe a renewed confidence, or at least thinking attack more than he did early on in the season.
Yeah, people are laying off him, and sometimes when people lay off you and don't guard you, they slough into the paint. It kind of confuses you, and you're tempted to freeze. And Sam, in the last couple of games, we've worked at it in practice. He's made himself an attacker. And when he attacks with balance and with poise and with patience, he's very, very efficient.
Now, with all these close wins, how valuable and different is it to be able to teach and learn after a victory?
We've been getting a lot of lessons in these close wins. Please give me an easy win. But there are no easy wins in this conference. It's too talented. There are too many great coaches. There's depth on a lot of teams, and it seems to me that the talent level in this conference has gotten better and better.
And looking at Rhode Island, we skip ahead to Saturday. 72-65 loss there on the road in Kingston. And the Rams were a team that came out hot from long range early, going 6 of 9. But as we talked before, it was that 14-0 run during the second round that really put the Cats in a hole.
You know, we talk a lot about rounds. We divide the game into 40 minutes of 4-minute rounds. So there are 10 rounds, like a boxing match. And the TV timeouts obviously called every 4 minutes. And we try to win, as you know, each round one at a time. So we narrow our focus significantly. And I think our great statisticians, analysts, math students here at Davidson have determined that if you win 7 rounds, you'd never lose a game. We haven't won 7 rounds yet this year. But conversely, when we lose a round, We can't allow one round to knock us out. And unfortunately, that second round in the first half, 14-0 run, we had a 7-5 lead, I think. And then the next thing you knew it, it was 19-7, I think. And it was that 14-0 run that kind of put us on our heels and put us on the ropes and staggered us. And we did get back into the center ring, and we did fight, but we just were not able to get that flurry of punches that we needed down the stretch.
Now, the Rams known for their defense, but I thought on your side, the perimeter players really responded well to Rhode Island trying to chase the Cats off the three-point line because the mid-range game came alive.
Well, we did make a lot of two-pointers, and that's a tribute to the defense of Rhode Island, which did chase us off the line. But I thought we got some great looks from three, and much like the St. Joe's game, the three-point line deserted us. And you know, as we were 2-for-23 against St. Joe's, I think we were 7-for-28 against Rhode Island. So you're talking about 9-for-50, 18% over those two games. And I can't explain it other than that. I think the fatigue factor of the schedule, the travel, the emotional ups and downs of having close games, I think that's all taken its toll on us.
Now, this game marked only the first time this season that you lost a true road game. What does that fact say about the team and the character of this group?
We try not to concentrate on whether the game's at home or on the road, and it could play chaos with your mind. Some players say they're much more relaxed on the road because there's not the pressures, and some people say they're much better at home because they're energized by the crowd. I think when you start thinking in those terms, what happens is it becomes a distraction. It becomes demonic in your mind in terms of just letting go and playing the game. And yes, we had won, I think, 8 or 9 straight on the road, and it's not easy to win on the road. It's such a difficult task. And I think the road game with the quick turnaround that we had with the Wednesday game in overtime against St. Joe's, and then having to come back and fly up to Rhode Island after a Friday afternoon practice and get into the hotel 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and then play an afternoon game, I think it's not so much the road as it is the fact that it's a wear and tear on your body as well as wear and tear on your mind.
And that game did mark 6-of-9 on the road in that stretch. And you come back, talking about quick turnarounds, last night you pick up an 11-point win here, 72-61. Over Duquesne. How pleased were you with the team's response coming off the setback Saturday and then 48 hours later coming back out on the court?
Well, Kevin Kuick did a tremendous job in analyzing that and presenting it to the team. After we lost to New Mexico State, we came out the next day against Penn and jumped out to maybe a 15-0 lead. Then we lose to VCU and came out after that game and jumped out to a good significant lead against LaSalle. So he put into our guys' minds that we respond to losses very well by coming out of the locker room hungry. And it was clear last night we go out of the locker room with 20-4. And so the message that Kevin delivered in the scouting report was right on the money.
When asked last night about the screening action, team opening up space, Lee humbly said, he thinks he does pretty well in that area of the game. We've talked about it before, praising all his teammates. He also mentioned his focus on improving at the defensive end. What do you admire about his outlook and willingness to be coached?
Well, a great scorer needs to also be a great screener. And sometimes that doesn't enter into the scorer's mind because he's so focused on himself. Lee has embraced the concept of screening to get teammates open. And if he does that, he knows he'll get open. And, of course, the greatest model of that is our own staff, who does such a tremendous job for Golden State in setting screens. And we reference that all the time to our guys. So here's Lee last night. I think he had 4, what we tabulate, assists, not just passing assists, but screening assists and cutting assists. So you make a cut that leads to a basket. You make a screen that leads to a basket. We had 21 screen assists last night, 9 by Luka and 4 by Lee. So that was significant that Lee was able to do that. And interestingly enough, he comes up with 20 points and 15 shots. So his emphasis personally, upon screening, gets himself into a position where he's going to score 20 and get 15 shots.
In talking to him and touching on the coachable part, I mean, it's something that he verbalizes as well, but to me, when he verbalizes something, you believe him, and he lives that out of wanting to be coached.
He has such a professional approach to being a basketball player here at Davidson as he does to being a student here, as he does to being a member of our community. This is the consummate young man that you just want to coach and want to have on your team. He's such a big leader.
And Foster, another guy, speaking of leaders, seems to always steady the ship. Just leads by example in nearly every scenario, and his craftiness.
His basketball IQ last night was terrific. We needed a couple of baskets to stop some runs, and, you know, he draws the three-point foul in the corner in front of our bench, and then he draws the three-point foul in front of their bench. And, you know, getting one of them in each half, and, of course, he's shooting 94% from the foul line. So it's, and as I said last night in the postgame show, it was a gas from the crowd when he missed a foul shot. And, my goodness, he's shooting 94%. And I'm sure he's in the top five in the country.
Number two coming into yesterday.
Okay.
That's going to take us into our first break. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion with Coach on a variety of topics around Davidson basketball. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
At Ortho Carolina, personalized orthopedic care goes beyond my appointment. Accessible, comprehensive, and compassionate. It's my care, my way.
Schedule your appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Performance is a constant. Obstacles are fleeting. We are formed by the unrelenting hand of discipline. A second built on years. Victory built on humility. We are process. Drive. Persistence. We are Bearings.
The happiest you is the healthiest you. And the healthiest you is the one that chooses Atrium Health. As the region's most trusted healthcare partner, we're committed to helping people live mindfully, meaningfully, and joyfully in every community, large and small. And every day, we're finding new ways to make unrivaled health easier, more personalized, and more complete than ever before. The best care for a more full life. Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Davidson Wildcats.
Nestled in historic Davidson Cottage Mill, the Brick House Tavern offers a unique blend of nostalgia with a contemporary flair. Sample the offerings of their extensive tap room or enjoy lunch or dinner in the expansive dining room. And once again this season, the Brick House Tavern is the home of Davidson Athletics. Relive every win with fellow Wildcat fans after every game. So for lunch, dinner, or game day, make your destination the Brick House Tavern.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Jared Latch, Bob McKillop, back with you. And Coach, when you look at a guy like Des Watson, how do you work on maintaining his confidence? We know he's been in a bit of a shooting slump, but you look at the rest of his game, continues to bring the effort on defense, has seen last night his hustle to get back and draw a key charge.
You know, this is a challenge for a youngster because he's accustomed to being a guy with the ball in his hands. He's accustomed to getting a number of shots in a game. He's accustomed to putting statistics up. And he and I have spoken about me believing that he can be a superstar in his role on our team. And he has tremendous ability to be a defensive player. You've seen the number of charges he's taken this year. He has the ability to be a terrific facilitator on offense because he sees the court so well. He has great wrist strength, and he could really pass the ball, and he's a willing passer. He also has the ability to cut and screen and run. So all of those things, and you combine them, and he could be a superstar in that capacity. But it doesn't show up in statistics. And in our culture today, statistics sometimes become a big factor, and it could weigh heavily on your mind. And, you know, here he's accustomed to getting 20 points a game, and all of a sudden he's not. and he's accustomed to getting 10, 15 shots a game, and he's not, and he could get down on himself because of it. And I love the fact that he has set such a high standard for himself. He set such a high bar for himself. And his way of measuring it, I think, is the thing he needs to understand, and he's really embraced that. He's been just so intent on doing what he has to do to be a terrific component of our success. And yet, it has not detracted him from getting into the gym every day and getting on the gun and working on his jump shot and working on his movements, and that's a great sign of the maturing process that's occurring with Dez.
How much does that help from an example standpoint for other guys in similar roles to see that work ethic and commitment?
You know, it's contagious, and you see after some games, we've got guys in the gym, guys that didn't get into the game. You got Chris Ford, you got Storm, you got DK. Maybe he didn't get playing time at all, but they're in the gym. Emery Lanier, the same way. And it's pretty impressive to me to see that the work ethic continues despite maybe what seems to be the lack of playing time, the lack of opportunity, but they're relentless, just like our whole team is in terms of pursuing excellence.
Now, many coaches speak about how the joy of winning compares to the agony of defeat, vice versa. How do you personally balance those two?
Painfully.
Sure, it is a painful process.
You know, winning and losing are such dynamics that losing can really wear you down. And yet winning can wear you down as well because of the way you win or the pressures of winning again. There's such a sense of relief after a game and you have a victory, and not a sense of joy. And you constantly have to convince yourself, brainwash yourself, believe and trust that, hey, there is joy in this game. There is fun in this game. Let's capture it. Let's smell the roses. But with the way these games occur, you know, you have a game last night. Now you got St. Louis coming in here on Saturday. We had a game Saturday against Rhode Island. We got to get ready for Duquesne. There's very little time to craft the kind of emotion that you really want to craft, the joy, the satisfaction, the fun, because you're just constantly in the preparation mode.
So in the midst of the game, and we notice this from the sideline, I'm sure your players do as well, those moments that bring out the joy in you on the sideline, some examples, whether that's a Grant or Emery hitting a three-pointer, a nice pass by Nelson, how hard is it sometimes to capture that joy in the midst of a game, and what do you do to relish those moments?
I really know those moments, and you know, I think I had it last night when we had a dagger opportunity after getting an offensive rebound. I think it was by Sam. And we missed the dagger. I think it was Foster. But those are joyful moments. Dez makes a drive and scores. That brings joy, you know, because you've seen him work on it. You've spoken with him about it. Grant Huffman drives to the paint, pump fakes, and gets two guys to leave their feet. Yeah, those bring a smile to your face. And I really think that enriches the bench, that enriches the guy that has made the movement, has done the action, and it just reinforces that, hey, you did exactly what we said you were going to do, and boy, isn't that terrific.
Now, we had a great meal for media and staff catered by our friend Nick Lisicatos at Brick House for pregame yesterday. The Brick House graciously provides food for the Fast Break Club, handles operations for the Above the Rim Bar. What has that relationship meant to you over the years?
Oh, boy, Nick is like a guy from the neighborhood. You know, growing up in Queens, Astoria was the famous Greek neighborhood. And they had all kind, and the Greeks were very famous for owning diners. And I think Nick is from that kind of background. And we speak the same language. We know we're almost like coaches in our each in our own profession. And seeing what he has to struggle with right now with COVID and with all of the, you know, the price of food, the hiring of staff, he is remarkable how he's been able to manage that. And, of course, his support for Davidson basketball and Davidson College has been far and above beyond belief. He's been such a great teammate, partner of ours for so many years. And, of course, it's the gathering place after each game. And last night we were there, and there's a host of fans there, as always. And, boy, what a great teammate he is.
Last night on the ACC Network, on a documentary series around the ACC tournament, Lefty was featured. It was revealed he was ahead of his time as a coach, which we knew when it comes to recording practice. And he said, quote, "The harder you work, the luckier you get." You could also hear his admiration of Davidson in an interview this morning, reflecting back on his days at Maryland.
Well, you know, I drive by his house a lot, the house that he lived in when he was here, and he is such a giant of a figure in our history, in our program. And he's a character, as you know. He's hysterical. He's got some of the funniest things attributed to him. I remember when he won the ACC tournament once in Greensboro, he took the trophy and mounted it on his car and drove all the way back to College Park. How many people would have the instinct to do something like that, and number two, the courage to do something like that? But that was the character that Lefty is. And I can remember growing up as a player at East Carolina, the 2 years I was there, 67 and 69, and living in New York, you know, you don't know much about the ACC. It's all the NIT and the New York Catholic schools and the Northeastern Catholic schools. And I come down to ACC country and I find out about Bones McKinney, and I find out about Frank McGuire, and you find out about Norm Sloan and Vic Bubas, and I mean the history of the ACC is extraordinary. And there were quite a few characters back in those days, and of course Lefty, although we were not in the ACC, we were in the Southern at that time, he fit the mold of what those great coaching characters were, as well as being a great coach.
Sticking with the history theme for a moment, history in general, historic venues. You've coached at Madison Square Garden, Cameron Indoor, Smith Center, Belk Arena, and more. Are there any venues you haven't coached in that you'd love to experience?
Pauley Pavilion. Where Kansas? Fog Allen.
Fog Allen.
Yeah, those two are interesting. We almost did Fog Allen, but we wound up going to Sprint Center in Kansas City. Pauley Pavilion, we went to the Anaheim Center when we played UCLA, but those are, for me, two historic buildings. And, of course, the Palestra is one of them that we played Penn many years ago, a couple of times. And you know, Northeastern, that's an historic building. I think that's one of the oldest on-campus facilities in the country. And I think Fordham's the same way, Rose Hill. And, of course, that's chock full of memories for me as well. So, yeah, we've had the opportunity to play. There's one that I played in as a college player called the Paramount Theater. That's where LIU used to play. It's also where Frank Sinatra used to sing. Back in the 40s and 50s, that was where he had many of his concerts. Right across the street was Junior's Cheesecakes. But as a college player, LIU, Long Island University, played their home games there. So I got the opportunity to play in a Paramount, not to coach there, though.
Good stuff, Coach. Well, time for another quick break. When we come back, our preview segment presented by Famous Toastery will focus on the week ahead that culminates with a nationally televised home game Saturday against St. Louis. This is the Bob McKillop Show from Learfield, powered by Ortho Carolina.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care feels like home because video visits bring my provider to me. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this.
This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Famous Toastery is a proud sponsor of the Davidson College Wildcats. Join us for classic favorites like our stuffed French toast or flapjacks piled high with your favorite toppings. Stop by for lunch on the go with our savory wraps and sandwiches, or fuel up before a busy game day supporting your Davidson Wildcats. Come visit us at Famous Toastery or order online for convenient pickup at famoustoastery.com/order.
It's now time to preview the next opponent, presented by Famous Toastery. Start your day at the Famous Toastery, the home for breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once.
Welcome back. Jared Latch alongside Bob McKillop. This segment presented by our partners, as you heard, at Famous Toastery. We look ahead to the next few days and of rest, some preparation as well mixed in there. The Cats face St. Louis in a big one here on Saturday inside Belk Arena. And, Coach, the Atlantic 10 schedule is many conferences across the country. They've shuffled to fill many of these postponed games due to COVID. Feels like there couldn't be a better time for the Cats to have a few days until Saturday's game at home.
Yeah, we are certainly welcoming a day off and perhaps a second day off and at least 3, 4, or 5 days before we play again. Interesting, we had this pause last year for a different reason, and it lasted for 4 weeks. And certainly we're very thankful that the pause is just because of schedule and not because of something else. And it was a challenge last year that we were never able to overcome. And I'm just very thankful that what seems to be the COVID is under control right now.
When you started to hint at potential days off, what does the week look like from an organization standpoint?
There's so little time over these past 6 weeks for us to focus on getting better individually in practice, where we can just take a guy and just work with him one-on-one. Because there's been so much preparation, the preparation for the opponent, and that occupies so much of your time. And we're talking about the middle of February, and these guys have been going at it since September 1, and you can't expect too much time because you're going to wear them down, not just physically, but you'll wear them down emotionally. So having these this gap in the schedule is, and of course this was supposed to be the bye week. We were not supposed to play last night. It was supposed to be a bye week, and I think there were two factored into the A-10 conference schedule, but neither one happened this year because of postponements.
Now, I want to look back for a moment. January 3rd, 2018, was against the St. Louis team, down 11 at half. That was coming off the trip to Hawaii, lost to Richmond that following week. Felt like that second half comeback for a tough win served as a catalyst or a really key moment that drove you all the way to an Atlantic 10 tournament championship.
I think that was the game in which they played a 1-3-1 zone. And we were down at halftime, and I remember walking into the locker room and falling on the floor and just laying on the floor, and the guys like wondering what the heck was going on. And I got up like rising from the dead and said, hey, that's what we're going to do. Just let's go out and have some fun. It was a game that gave me an opportunity to do some shenanigans that normally would not be part of a halftime conversation.
Well, it worked. Well, Coach, thank you for your time as always today. Any final thoughts or comments you'd like to share?
Delighted that our guys continue to fight, continue to work, continue to want to be coached. If any coach in any sport had an opportunity to coach the kind of young men that we have, they would consider themselves very, very fortunate, because this remains a joy to coach these guys. Despite the loss on Saturday, despite the close wins, they are a joy. And I hope every coach gets an opportunity to coach a team like this sometime in their life.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. We're going to take one final break, come up, wrap up the show, provide information on our upcoming broadcast. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
Hey, Wildcat fans, no matter how you celebrate game day, it's all about the food. And Harris Teeter has everything you need. Delicious subs and wraps, fresh hot store-made pizza, all sizes of party platters or ready-to-serve wing trays, just to name a few. Plus, with Harris Teeter fuel points, you can earn free fuel with every purchase you make, up to a dollar off per gallon. Stop at your Harris Teeter for great savings on all your game day needs, or download the HT app to order ahead. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries.
Did you know Hendrix Business Systems is now the official document solutions provider of the Wildcats? If you're looking for the best and most reliable copy, scan, and print document management solutions, Hendrix Business Systems is the perfect choice for your team. As an authorized Canon, HP, and Xerox dealer, Hendrix has been serving their North and South Carolina clients the latest technology for over 44 years. To learn more, visit HendrixBusiness.com. That's Hendrix with an X, business.com. Hendrix Business Systems, where your image is our business.
As a proud supporter of Davidson College basketball, the team at Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet also stresses the staples of trust, commitment, and care. They care about their customers and have honest out-the-door pricing with no hidden fees. Choose from a huge selection of Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs, plus Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet will be there after the sale with award-winning service. Go to the dealer you can trust, Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet. Find new roads on Highway 16 south of Newton and online at EarnhardtChevy.com.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care begins with the click of a mouse because online scheduling saves me time. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. You can join me and our special guest analyst, Danny Guerrillo, coming up Saturday, February 19th, airtime at 3:15 for a tip time just after 3:30 as the Cats host St. Louis at the annual Blackout Belk Arena, inside Belk Arena, presented by Atrium Health. Across the Davidson Radio Network and stream live on the new free Varsity app, so go download that, and you can also head to DavidsonWildcats.com. For Bob McKillop, I'm Jared Latch. Have a great rest of your day, and so long for now from Davidson.
On the Davidson Sports Network, this has been the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show has been brought to you by Bearings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Davidson Sports Network.